WQA.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Pros know getting it done right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with savings during our Memorial Day sale, like $60 off a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless drill, now just $99. And get $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy interior and exterior paint and stain. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 529. See store for details, U.S. only.
All right, among other stories today, it's been around forever. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The show is finally falling out of syndication after 20 years. Why? Because being a millionaire just isn't that big of a deal. But like those TV spots kind of infer, you could do something with your money. Brant McDonald will talk about that in just a moment. But this is what we're celebrating today.
Today is May 20th, Be a Millionaire Day. It's the day to ask the question, who wants to be a millionaire? No need for a lifeline on this one. It's everyone. And that's my final answer. Have a prosperous Be a Millionaire Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. A court rules against the president. President Trump tried to prevent his accounting firm from turning over his financial records to the House Oversight Committee. The judge also denying his request to stay the decision pending an appeal. This is President Trump orders former White House counsel Don McGahn to defy another congressional subpoena, says a Justice Department memo justifies that decision.
There is an executive branch protection in this case that someone like Don McGahn is like an extension of the president himself and would not be required to comply with that subpoena.
Fox's Catherine Herridge, the memo claims,
they provide the same answer that the Department of Justice has repeatedly provided for nearly five decades. Congress may not constitutionally compel the president's senior advisors to testify about their official duties.
McGahn called to testify tomorrow before the House Judiciary Committee. This is Fox News.
Just never quit. For the last time.
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who didn't make it through season 8? I will tell. Good for Grey when the head or Podrick Payne, to Gilly Gendry or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Loras, Bronn or Jon's aunt, was Tyrion the Onion Knight, and check out Sansa Stark living the good life. Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, or the Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Knight, or Mil, Eddin, or the guy with the flower, three-eyed Raven, Lady, Jon, Quan, or Arya, Theon, Euron, or Yara, who the will kill is now known. Goodbye, Game of Thrones.
All right, you got some good feedback on that picture. It's amazing when you look at this picture from the 70s of Western Iran. westernized Iran, I should say. And what you see there looks like it came from any college campus in America, you know, fashions of the time, long hair, no burkas, no, none of that. And it's not like that anymore. So what happened? I got a link to the story that will explain it on the page. Hope you'll check it out. And I still posted the picture of the reporter with the old beat off there, you know, the way the look on her eye. I figure women will really know more about this than men. And Candy, Carol Candy, checked in first and said, can't decide if she's trying for sultry, but it looks like stink eye to me. And when you get that from a woman, you know it. I got it from my mother once. It's in this month's Boom magazine. Check it out. Funny Farm is almost done, too.
Nice.
Yeah. It starts with one of my lame-ass stories about the Playboy Mansion in Chicago and the Fleetwood Mac party with all the...
Yeah, with Stevie? Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It starts there, and we're one of Lindsey Buckingham's classic songs is today promoting some kind of medicine that has side effects that will kill you.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our afternoon rush hour, and things are busy on I-85. We have a report of an accident at 85 near Court Street. That's right near the interchange, so watch out as you slow down in that area. The northbound side is also slowing down in front of Jackson Hospital, so be careful there. We have an accident on Taylor Road. It is just before the intersection of Vaughn Road as you are headed south, so be careful there. Traffic on the boulevard is really crowded around the major intersection, so be careful. There's some congestion around the Troy Highway, the interstate, and around the Atlanta Highway. The 31s look pretty good if you're headed out of town that way. Just watch the traffic around you and be careful this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the risk of a shower or thunderstorm will start to fizzle as we get into the nighttime hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow starts a pattern of hot days with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine dominate tomorrow. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. Low to mid-90s Wednesday, middle 90s Thursday and Friday. We could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend, and sunshine will dominate. Get ready for the first heat wave in 2019. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A suspect is in custody for the death of an Auburn police officer. Authorities say the alleged suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wilk, shot and killed one Auburn police officer and injured two others Sunday night. The three officers were responding to a domestic violence call and were met with gunfire. And Alabama's travel industry has reached a record high. Governor Kay Ivey and State Tourism Director Lee Sintles said the travel industry grew by more than $1 billion in 2018 to a record of $15.5 billion in expenditures. Also, nearly 12,000 new jobs were created, bringing the total to more than 198,000 jobs. Plus, Senator Bernie Sanders made a stop in Montgomery today. He's a Vermont senator seeking the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. Sanders spoke at Mount Zion AME Zion Church and toured sites across the city. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A message from HBO. The series finale of Game of Thrones is upon us. And HBO would like to say, please don't cancel your subscription. We have all kinds of cool shows that you're totally going to want to spend $15 a month on. Remember Deadwood? It's back. Think of it as Wild Wild Westeros. Or what about Little Big Lies? We know you didn't watch the first season, but come on, it's Nicole Kidman. If you squint your eyes, she kind of looks like Cersei. No? Little bit?
And the Watchmen, that looks cool. If not, just pretend it's called the Night's Watchmen, huh? Oh, and don't forget Chernobyl. What's more entertaining than a nuclear disaster? If you want, we can name a character Targaryen. That totally sounds Russian, and you know it. So whatever you do, don't pick up the phone, don't call your cable provider, and don't cancel your HBO subscription. We're totally pitching shows to Peter Dinklage's agent. We swear.
Really, is there a reason to stay $15 a month to them?
No.
You know, I'm just giving you a piece of advice while we join Brant McDonald that I think is pretty solid. Go through your credit card bills and study them to see if you don't have recurring charges that you didn't know you signed up for. I got into one of those credit check things, and I thought it was a one-time deal. And when I look back, they've been billing me $19 a month for 5 months after I used their service one time. And you may have other phantom things like that reoccur. Just take a look. That's all I'm suggesting. The man that really knows how to advise you on your money, Mr. Wright on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald is on the line with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing real well. Had a nice weekend, and, you know, it's a Monday. We're off to the races again today. How about you?
Oh, I had a great weekend. It was nice, very domestic, you know, did a lot of cooking and, you know, got some things done. I did not. I watched. I don't know if I should tell you this. I don't have HBO. I'm not paying for it. So I have, you know, been completely out of the loop on Game of Thrones. So last night, while half the country was watching the finale, I was watching the mass murderer marathon on Reels channel.
All right.
No, these are. I mean, yeah, it's a gruesome topic, but the stories are pretty amazing. And they're not done to shock or because they're all true. And when you look at the end result, there was about the same number of deaths in those biographies I've watched of serial killers as there was in Game of Thrones. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I really know how to live it up, don't I?
You know, the thing about the Game of Thrones, I know everyone was really, really, you know, going crazy over that. And I've talked to Joey about this. I know we talked about it one day in studio. I haven't even seen one episode. So I have no clue what's going on with the game.
Well, do you have time to turn your life over to a TV show? That's the question.
I don't. Really don't. And that is the thing. Any sort of free time like that for television, I'm usually going to watch, you know, maybe the news, you know, sports. Love that.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, things like the Travel Channel. Your Smithsonian channel is fantastic.
Yeah, I love that. I'm glad to know you like that.
Oh, it's really good. It is. So yeah, I do that. I might get 30 minutes to an hour every day or something like that. That's about it. So anyway, besides, man, I'm practically the world I live in with all this stuff that goes on the news flow and news feed, all kinds of everything around the world. It's like I'm in a movie all the time.
I posted a picture on my Facebook page just a little while ago of Iran when it was truly westernized. You know, students on a college campus wearing Western clothes and all that. Trying to remind people that even though the media is making it seem like Donald Trump is trying to start a war with them, we owe this, the debt of gratitude for this mess in Iran, to one Jimmy Carter. And then there was that plane load of money that somehow made it over to Iran in the middle of the night in different currencies and stuff, that we should trust them when it comes to nuclear development and all that kind of stuff. It's worth a read on my Facebook page.
No, I think you're exactly right, and it does go back all the way to the days of Carter, no doubt about it. And, you know, but the thing that's crazy that I don't think that the average person really understands is that even under the deal with Obama where we, you know, we gave him a truckload, plane load of cash, whatever it was.
Right.
And all of that, they have continued along this path of, you know, enrichment. You know, it's not like they agreed to stop. They just slowed it down. And And now, you know, you saw the news today, they have basically decided, okay, you're going to do that, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, we're just going to go as fast as we can now. Either way, they were going to eventually breach all of the agreements of the accord or the agreement that Obama had put had done with them back in 2015. So,
yeah.
it's really... I mean, I'm totally with Trump on this. Now, yes, it will be destabilizing. Yes, there is a significant amount of risk, especially if Iran tries to really test us in some way. And so that bears watching very, very closely because it can impact a lot of things, particularly in the oil patch, price of energy all across the board at a time when you're also dealing with tariffs going up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get a shock in the price of oil and it shows up at the pump in gasoline prices, not to even mention the supply chains of all these very large U.S. companies, that could really have a negative impact combined with the tariffs as well. So
I bought my gas on Sunday morning. I noticed that it was down a few cents this week. I got paid $2.32. Again.
Yeah, you know, I think there was a little bit of a trend where we saw for about a week or so as this whole thing with China was beginning to erode pretty quickly, you know, obviously fears that, okay, you know, this is not good. We may see a slowdown globally, particularly when you realize that between the United States and China, you're talking about $33 trillion of GDP out of roughly, I think, $85 trillion or so.
Mm.
So it's a pretty significant amount of commerce that is, let's just face it, under attack from both sides. And so if that were to happen, you would see a slowdown. And so we're beginning to see the price of oil come down a little bit. And so it doesn't surprise me to see gasoline prices come down.
Any word on progress relative to the trade deal with China?
No, not really. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably gotten a little bit worse. We'll have the G20 coming up here in June. They'll get together, and you know the hope is that Xi and Trump will probably get together right after that and maybe iron something out that everyone can live with, you know, by the end of the summer. But clearly, China pulled the rug out of from under the U.S. On a deal that we all thought was done And they went away. Now, the bigger news, as far as anything that has to do with China, and this is pretty big news, you know, we saw that executive order that Trump made regarding Huawei, which is, you know, China's sort of equivalent of like an Apple or a big telecom services company. They're huge, absolutely huge. But this executive order has really, really rocked the landscape and technology, and I can't stress that enough. You look at all the semiconductors, especially the big boys across the board, all down significantly. They were down on Friday. They were down again today by a large amount. And even companies like Google, who are basically saying, we can't do business with this company anymore. So the fear is, and it showed up in the price of Apple today, the fear is that if we're going to do this to Huawei, then what is China going to do to Apple? And there is a fear out there, you know, that you could see something really significant come out of the blue. Maybe not so much out of the blue, but China would single out Apple. Maybe not so much what you would see in a headline with sort of a shock and awe, but more stealthy, you know, behind the scenes, steering as much business as they can to Huawei, particularly with Chinese consumers who are buying devices all the time. Apple is, you know, done quite well in U.S. domestic, and a lot of their growth has come from China, where they have sold devices over there in recent years. So if that were to be threatened in any way, that would not be good for Apple. And so all of this stuff really bears watching, my hope is that we can get to some sort of a resolution, or at least have both leaders of the country do their best to sort of placate investors and consumers all over the place, just to let them know, look, we're going to get through this. This is a tough negotiation. Just be patient. if we could have that, then maybe we could settle down. But right now, you know, I will say this too. I'm convinced if Trump follows through with more tariffs on another 300 something billion, yes, we'll win a trade war. But it's going to be painful for everyone to go through. So
on that note, we'll wrap up at 5:21. What you need, folks, is somebody you can call, pick up the phone and call, and ask questions when there's news like this and you wonder, how's this going to affect my money? Starts with putting a plan together for your future. And that's what Brant McDonald and the team at McDonald and Hagen love to do, is have somebody come in for the first time who's never met with a financial planner and talk about possibilities, whether you're interested in putting together an investment portfolio or helping to reduce the tax bite, saving for something further down the line like your retirement. It's all on the table. When you leave, you're going to feel like a smarter person, and you're going to feel good about yourself because you became something very important. That's called being managerial with your money. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094 for the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. As always, Brant, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Absolutely, buddy. We will talk tomorrow. Look forward to it.
All right. Have a great day.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
5:23, it's graduation season. We congratulate everybody who's graduating from something that you saw to its completion. Way to go. There's a song, though, that has a little fun with the topic by Rhett and Link. They're the people that did Rub Some Bacon on it. And that's going to be our long one following this break as we check traffic at 5:23.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Sky Watch checking out your afternoon traffic jams, and we have a couple of those to tell you about. We have one on I-85 right near the interchange. It looks like it's on the northbound side, but traffic is already slowing down on the southbound side because of the crowds. We also have an accident on Taylor Road right before you get to Vaughan Road if you're headed south, so be careful in that vicinity. And the boulevard is just packed. We got lots of congestion around Baptist Hospital, the Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, and between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, so be careful there. And if you're headed out of town on the 30, there's lots of folks going with you, but everything seems to be moving pretty smoothly this afternoon. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. 27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all.
professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here we go. 3, 2.
For the past 18 years, your life's been pretty smooth. Let's take a moment and reflect on all you've had to do. You've rolled out of bed and strolled to the living room and watched Cartoon Network while your mom made waffles for you. Your laundry was magically clean and your dad's back pocket was an ATM machine. Your life's biggest worry was what to wear to the prom, and your only regret was that incident with a stink bomb. Do you hear that subtle sound? It's the sound of reality about to slap the taste out your mouth. Now you're on your own. Why don't you care? You should be frightened. You're young and now you're free. The world is your oyster. We have no clue what that means, but let us paint a picture of your future. You're gonna eat a lot of Hot Pockets, and you're thinking that sounds great. Well, get back to us in 6 months when you've had 378. As soon as you move out, you know what your parents are gonna do. They're gonna turn your bedroom into an exercise room that they never use. And you won't use lockers in college. And this might be a total bummer. There are no yearbooks either. You'll actually have to say, have a great summer. Do you feel that gentle breeze? It's the Category 5 hurricane of adulthood about to hit you upside the head with a tree. Now you're on your own. Don't screw this up. You're on your own. Good luck.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I'd say knowing the world is going to end in 12 years is high voltage. It might make you even pause and think, well, why should I have something installed in my home or fixed by Mr. Electric if we're going to all be gone in 12 years? Actually, that, of course, is total crapola, as we like to call it. And we're going to bring in some evidence here in the form of Tucker Carlson.
Okay.
Fact-checking the claims by these fear-mongering Democrats. It depends on who you listen to. Some say 10 years is all we got. Some say 12. And I, one benefit of being my age is that they told us the same stuff in the 70s and in the 80s and in the 90s. And Al Gore has been wrong about everything in his first movie, so what does he do? Make a sequel that's going to be wrong, too. But there's people that lap this stuff up because they got to have something to worry about. So leave what Tucker has to say.
Add self-effacing apologies for their own skin color. Top Democrats are warning that if we don't give them full control of the U.S. economy right now, the world will literally be destroyed.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is...
And you're on the party now, too.
Your biggest issue is... How are we going to pay for it? And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this.
No, they're not.
That we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis.
What a shaggy he is.
But this show cares about science, and so we want to assess the claim critically and scientifically. Do we really have 12 years left? That's what they're saying. Is it true? Daniel Turner is executive director at Power the Future and joins us. Mr. Turner, thanks very much for coming on. So I'll just throw that right to you. Do we have 12 years left? Is there science that shows that?
Actually, the Associated Press today debunked that, which was pretty fascinating for someone who studies energy and environmental issues to see the Associated Press walk that back and say, we have never said there are 12 years left to fix climate change, but Beto has said it, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has said it, and the scientists who wrote this UN report have said, that is a made-up statistic that you all have extrapolated. It's interesting that they finally issued the report now.
Hold on, slow down. That's the party of science. Yes. We know that. They had a march for science after Trump got elected. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Because they believe in science and we don't. And we believe, obviously, in snake handling.
Kids marched out of class on Friday for science.
For science. But this doesn't sound like science.
No, the 12 years number is what the scientists said based upon the Paris Climate Accords. This is where we would like to get by 2030. This happened in 2018. So by 2030, we want to get here. Somehow that number became, if we don't do it in 12 years, the end of the world is imminent. And Beto has said that. Like I said, numerous Democrats have run on that issue. When Beto announced the other day, that clip that you just showed, he said that there was unanimous consensus among scientists we had 12 years left to fix this. And so it is nonsense that they've repeated this over and over again, and it never gets, as you said in your first segment, it never gets corrected and no one apologizes.
So these are basically people you're saying who believe that Bill Nye is actually a science guy and not just a buffoon created by television.
Exactly. Okay. And what I'd love to ask these folks, I remember a report in 1989, I was a freshman in high school when it came out, that said we had 10 years left. By the year 2000, we had to fix climate change. What did they get wrong then? The same UN panel, by the way, issued both reports. What did they get wrong then that they are so certain that they have now that we have to fix climate
change? It sounds like... A lot of what they say is just an effort to immediately take the moral high ground and, holding the moral high ground, do whatever they want to the country.
Yeah, when you do things under the guise of protecting Mother Earth or for the planet or for the children, which is what a lot of them say. Remember those kids who stormed Barbara Boxer's, Dianne Feinstein's office a little while ago. When you do things for the planet, you are given a really wide berth. And so it is taking over the healthcare industry. It's taking over basically all employment. It's putting out of work millions of people who work in the energy industry. Funny that Beto wasn't talking about these things when he was running against Ted Cruz a couple months ago.
It's just fun. I mean, I think of myself as a pretty ardent conservationist, as someone who loves the outdoors and spends a lot of time there. If they care so much about the environment, why are their cities filthy? The cities that they run, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York,
they're pooping in the streets.
And why don't, in their personal lives, they dictate what they want government to mandate? Bernie Sanders prefers to fly on private jets. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez prefers to take the shuttle on American Airlines to Amtrak. Now, Penn Station, I don't blame her. I would much rather take the shuttle, the airline as well.
But doesn't that tell you, you don't want to go to Penn Station because it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. You don't want to walk down the street in the Mission District in San Francisco because there's human waste and hypodermic needles. How should I take someone seriously as an environmentalist if they don't pick up the trash in front of their own building?
They're unable to run their cities now, but somehow if they are given more power to run all of government, to employ basically the entire nation, including those unwilling to work, as they mentioned, somehow they'll be able to fix things. They can't run Amtrak well now. What makes us think that they will build a national automotive grid or train railroads?
I feel like a lot of conservatives, Republicans certainly, are on the defensive as soon as these people start talking, and they say, climate is a problem. Instead of just saying, You have no idea what you're talking about. There's no reference in science to what you're saying. You're a demagogue and a liar. Why does nobody say that?
I don't know. I wish they would just point out what actually fossil fuels does for our country, what it does for our economy, the quality of life that we have. The kids who were marching just on Saturday were all with smartphones. There was a girl who had a plastic Fiji water bottle. Does she not know that? And saying, stop fossil fuels. Does she not know where fossil fuels come from and what they do?
What plastic is made of? Thank you very much for that perspective.
Now, he's the most important point, because we know they're full of crap. But the most important point is, why are Republicans, when they're confronted with this, why do they have to say, no, I'm concerned about the climate. We should do something about it. Stop it. Just stop the game playing and call it what it is. It's right up there with Russian collusion in terms of fact-based reality. Mr. Electric can help you be more economical with your energy with a full home checkup to make sure everything's running efficiently. But times come when you say, all right, we're going to need an electrician to do this. Now, when we bought the Ring doorbell system, you can install this yourself. No. No, I want it to work, you see, because I'm not handy. And I want anything that's going to be part of our system to be done by people who know how to work with this. And that was one of many things that we had Mr. Electric do at our house. You now have that number, 269-8886, that you can call anytime you need something installed, the ceiling fan, whatever it is. If you're seeing lights flickering inexplicably or hearing a humming sound, you should call Mr. Electric and get them out immediately. Those are warning signs that there's something that might be overloaded that could lead to an electrical fire. But what's great is when they came out to do the Ring system, which is one of three services they've come to our house to complete, including installation of other lighting, when they say they're going to be there at 2 o'clock, that's when the doorbell rings. They bring their own welcome mat because they want to make sure their feet are clean, they don't track any dirt into your home. And when they're done, if it is an install, that debris is also cleaned up. So you're left with nothing but the result you called for in the first place. You're also going to find out that the customer service skills of the folks that work for Mr. Electric are second to none. So you may not need them this minute, but put the name on the refrigerator, because if something happens, you're going to want to know who to call. And there's no doubt. Mr. Electric, 269-8886. Learn more at MrElectric.com. 538, back to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of your rush hour, and we have some issues on I-85. If you are in the downtown area, prepare to slow down whether you're going northbound or southbound. We have an accident near the interchange. That's got the southbound traffic jacked up. There's also a big slowdown on the northbound side right in front of Alabama State. We also have an accident on the boulevard right at I-65, so be careful if you are in that area. And the police are still working the accident on Taylor Road just shy of Vaughn Road, so be careful in that vicinity. Look out around you, traffic is heavy this afternoon. Be careful and let's get home safely. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the risk of a shower or thunderstorm will start to fizzle as we get into the nighttime hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow starts a pattern of hot days with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine dominate tomorrow. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. Low to mid-90s Wednesday, middle 90s Thursday and Friday. We could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend, and sunshine will dominate. Get ready for the first heat wave in 2019. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is
Candace here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway?
Hey! Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
He was a country boy who wanted to see justice done. But when he tried,
I hereby, as a citizen of the United States of America, arrest.
The bad guys mocked him.
Citizens array! Citizens array!
Then one day, he met a mysterious old man.
Say the magic word so that my power may flow through you.
Gomer Pyle is
Shazam!
Coming soon to this theater.
Golly!
Rated H for
Hootie Hoot! Hootie Hoot!
All right. Shazam! Look who's on the phone. Legal Eagle Local Heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Stevie Fee and Zariah.
This boob.
That's not Gomer's.
I know.
You know, I just read a little story a while ago about AOC. Criticizing the fact that, the billionaire who paid off the student loans for house students, you know, and she said it was good that he did that, but that students shouldn't have to rely on the generosity of others to pay off their student loans. But let's think about exactly how AOC wants to solve this problem.
With our taxpayer generosity.
Taxpayer dollars. Taxpayer money. Your generosity. My generosity. Not a great billionaire who's finally given back to the community. I mean, what a great guy to do that for those students.
That was nice. You know? But
absolutely. And that's the thing that really gets me. Instead of, saying it's a great thing to do and leaving it at that, she has to turn it into a turd,
Well, she's good at that. I mean,
that's right. You know, that's what liberals do. They have what you call the dog in the manger syndrome. You've ever heard that story? It's an Aesop's fable. So basically, the dog couldn't eat hay, and the cows could, but the dog was jealous, so he just turned the manger over, even though he couldn't eat the hay himself. That's the way a lot of liberals are. They're just bitter. Bitter.
Bitter, angry.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just say, wow, what a great thing that guy did. Isn't that fantastic?
No, they're not capable. They are constitutionally incapable of being happy. That's my...
And here's the other thing, Greg. Nobody puts a gun to anybody's head to borrow money to go to school.
This is true.
I did. I paid for my law school through student loans, and I paid my student loans back, right? My father, I had an ROTC scholarship in college. My father helped me pay some things, and I paid him back. I didn't, they put me through private school in high school. And I'm like, I'm not going to make them pay for my college. I'm not going to make them pay for my law school, And I knew what I was getting into. I was an adult. I signed on the dotted line. I had a student loan. if you cannot, if you don't think you're going to have a job that can service your student loans, then you don't need to be going to that school. You don't need to go to Harvard and spend $60,000-$70,000 a year taking out student loans. Actually, Harvard would give you free tuition if your family income is less than $75,000. Did you know that?
Harvard will?
Yeah. Harvard, Yale, Stanford. It's not the poor that have the problem in those schools that they're eligible. It's the middle class, because the middle class don't qualify for enough stuff. But anyway, I just get back to the point. It never ceases to amaze me how they take a joyous occasion like that and just basically say, yeah, but not everybody's getting theirs paid off. You know? I mean, it's like, good grief. Anyway,
there's one other reality in the middle of all this. The government took over the student loan thing. We're going to make it better.
Don't you remember when I think it was Maxine Waters had all the bankers before her about 2 months ago, and she started going into the whole student loan thing and why they weren't letting people pay back their loans or why the interest rates were so high. And the banker looked up at her and said, the government, Obama administration took over student loan programs about 7 years ago. We don't have any student loans out.
Her ignorance level never surprises me.
Oh my God. Ignorant ain't the word for it. She hit the stupid branch falling out of the tree. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable. But, the whole student loan thing is a half a scam anyway, because these folks, they will lend you as much money as you can justify. I promise you that. But it's like a credit card. Just because you have a $10,000 limit doesn't mean you need to go max it out.
Right.
You know? And if you can't figure that out, then you're too stupid to go to college.
Yeah. You might want to consider a vocational school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's the amazing thing about it. There are plenty of people. Look, if you especially should consider vocational school if all you're thinking about is going to college to party or to get a degree in sociology or anthropology.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but I have many friends who are parents who sent a child off at great expense to FSU or some other place, and halfway through the first year they got their child back, still got to pay the tuition
you know,
and the bills associated with it.
Right.
But the kid went to party, and
it happens a lot.
Yeah,
it happens a lot.
It's just not the kind of thing that the family puts in their annual Christmas letter to their friends.
No, it's not. It's like, Bill has decided to come back home and be happy with us. You know, he's living in the basement now. Yeah. Blogging for AOC.
Well, you guys have a
good one. Okay,
thanks, man. We appreciate the call. Oh, he's absolutely right. Hey, guess what tomorrow is?
What?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
But not just any Tuesday.
21st of May.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yes, yes.
Taco Tuesday at El Jalisco. What a great day to introduce yourself to authentic Mexican food. Tacos are 99 cents all day. From the minute they open till the minute they close, 99 cent tacos. Don't forget, between 3 and 7, they have some great happy hour specials for margaritas and the big 22-ounce beers, $2.99. And the whole menu is extensive. But what you love about El Jalisco, it's just truly great, authentic Mexican food. But on Tuesday, if you love tacos, you can go pig out. 99 cents each. I have a buddy, I'm not going to mention him by name, who went through a tough time financially. He said, El Jalisco kept me alive. Because I could go there, I could eat until I was more than full, and that would get me through the rest of the day, and still have change left over for my $10 bill, and that was including a tip. So try it. If you haven't been to El Jalisco, they're right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway, and they're open 7 days a week, incredibly reasonable prices, lots of table and booth seating, so you don't have to worry about getting a seat. And by the way, their food packs up and goes very well to go, so if you want to place an order and pick it up and take it home, do it, because we live about 20 minutes from El Jalisco, and I get the food home, and it's still nice and warm. Don't have to microwave it or anything. El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway.
Chuck Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Chuck Chambers.
Check Chambers. When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She lost her mind. Then they got a psychotic look on her face. Then she rode a dragon in King's Landing and torched the place. Daenerys is crazy.
Just to confirm, that little clip that we played last Friday about Daenerys, that was the one that we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I... Never mind. So, you have been... your face has been a little bit contorted. You look like you're concerned. How is your Joey Clark Radio Hour shaping up?
It'll be fine.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be good.
You want to give us a preview?
We'll talk about tyrants and...
Tyrants?
Humanitarians with the guillotine, and maybe why is Trump's foreign policy not, you know, worked out as quickly as people would like?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of chatter in the press that, oh, no, it's not working, whether it's Iran or North Korea or China?
And we had, you had such great relations with all of those countries when we used to bend over for them at the negotiation table and take it up the butt.
I have like a bunch of ideas I'm stewing in right now,
yes.
But I won't know exactly what will happen until I start talking.
Oh, we got one baseball note of importance.
Oh, wait a minute, what's going on?
Yoannis Cespedes from the New York Mets broke his ankle.
Yeah, well.
$110 million.
That's what he gets for skipping on the wet streets.
They extend him for $110 million after he had a couple of good seasons. And he's played like 40 games, and he's probably done. He's done for this year, and he's probably not going to play next year because he's got heel issues and calcium deposits. And then these players bitch because, you won't give me 7 years. He's 34 years old. He got a very, very good offer, and he earned it. But I'll tell you what, I don't think I'd be a baseball owner today if I was giving out contracts more than a year. that were guaranteed. That's right. Just crazy. Because the Mets, they got problems. They need to do some, they need to make some acquisitions. And they can't because they've got all these people they're paying money. Some aren't even with the team anymore. Most ludicrous contract in baseball history belongs to one Bobby Bonilla, who at best was a mediocre, if not overrated, outfielder who had some power and had a couple of decent seasons. I don't know how this got negotiated, but since the 2000s, the Mets have to cut him a check on July 1st every year for $1.5 million. They decided to, arrangement with him. Backload it. Well, they backloaded their brains with that deal because he hasn't played in 15 years, but he still gets the check for $1.5 million. That's a nice deal if he can work it out. I think if I was an athlete, that's what I'd want to do. Know that every year on July 1st, I'm getting $1.5 million from a baseball team. And I don't have to worry about nothing else. So Joey's next. Before we go, one more thank you to a great and long-term sponsor of the show, part of our 10-year club, which is growing, and that's Georgia Floors Direct, where a great idea has worked for half a century. Long ago, when the boulevard was called the bypass because it completely went around most of civilized Montgomery, Dick McAdam looked at that location and said, we can get this property at a good value. The city's going to continue to grow in this direction, so soon we'll be in the middle of it all, and we'll be ideally situated for people to come and look at our products. And that's how it worked out. They're at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. The big building they built still contains tens of thousands of square feet in all types of flooring. You go over there, Jeff Mallinson, who's been there for half of the 50 years, has put together a great team of people to help you navigate that enormous selection in flooring. You pick out what you want. You can do 12 months good as cash for qualified buyers. And then they built a team of installers, people who are truly amazing. I've had them do a number of installations for me. They are absolute craftsmen and perfectionists when it comes to putting tile on a wall, doing a backsplash behind a sink, or putting down a hardwood floor. It's so impressive. It's an old world skill, but it plays well today in terms of value for what you pay and the installation you'll receive from Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1965. Again, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Final look at the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your 5 o'clock rush hour, and there are some real problems on I-85. We have a couple of accidents. They're both on the side of the road, but traffic is slowing down tremendously between Union Street and the interchange, so be careful there. We also see a slowdown on the northbound side between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, so watch out in that vicinity. The boulevard looks like it's returning to a normal traffic flow for this time of the afternoon. There's lots of crowds out there, but everything's moving along pretty smoothly, and we don't see a lot of problems on the 31s. There's a lot of folks rolling into Wetumpka, and there's a crowd around the Redland Road traffic light once you get up by the casino, but everybody's moving along this afternoon. Watch the traffic around you and get home safely. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma double cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, just sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial...